When I make a confession, I say yeah. When I speak His name to others, I will never use another. When I call on my Father, I say yeah. I say yeah, I say yeah, I say yeah. When I speak about my Father, I say yeah. That's a name that He gives, and I will always praise Him. Call on my Father, I say
Well, greetings everybody. This is Pastor Buddy joining you live tonight right here on WWCR around the world on the transmitting Jewel of the South, ladies and gentlemen. And we are in a time of trouble. Today is the 8th month, the 31st day of 2008. And let me tell you what's going on, ladies and gentlemen. We are panicking. This nation is running for their life. They're fleeing from the coast. Did you know what the Bible said? The waves and the sea will be roaring. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's according to times. But all you hear today, ladies and gentlemen, instead of obeying Yahweh's commandments, instead of fearing Him, instead of returning to Him, we have these hawkers on the airwaves, these quote-unquote Fox News panelists, analysts, and analyzers to tell us what's going on. We can't wait to see the next storm that blows the living hell out of the nation. And, ladies and gentlemen, on shortwave, it's no different. We have these hawkers saying, buy gold, denounce the IRS, do away with the New World Order, store food, don't take the mark, flee to a safe place, gas too high, drill for more oil, and on and on and on, this endless pursuit of stupidity. You know what the Bible says? When you sow to the wind, you'll reap a whirlwind. Let me show you what the Bible says about Yahweh and the fourth commandment and the Sabbath and obedience. Now, you know that the Bible says, he that saith he loves Yahweh and won't keep His commandments is a liar, and the truth ain't in him. Now, let me back that up again. It don't say if you don't buy gold or if you don't denounce the IRS, if you don't do away with the New World Order, if you don't store food, if you don't take the mark, if you flee to a safe place, gas is too high, or all of these are what we're being here. We have been taken away from commandment keeping. This nation will be in peril. This nation will continue to sink in the mire of Sodom and Gomorrah. And as it was in the days of Noah, they were doing the same thing. They were doing everything but keeping Yahweh's commandments and His statutes and His judgments. Now, the commandments tell us what He wants us to do. Well, ladies and gentlemen, remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. Oh, now, Pastor Buddy, it don't matter what day, glory to God. Well, that's what they were saying in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah, when they were ordaining churches and religious worship centers. You won't believe, ladies and gentlemen, you ever thought about this? Of all of the worship centers that was located in Sodom and Gomorrah, preaching a false doctrine, just like in America, with these soothsayers and ear ticklers, and then we've got those that's preaching fear. Well, you better buy my gold. Send me your Federal Reserve notes, and I'll send you good money, but send me the bad money, and you know them old Federal Reserve notes are no good. Well, that's all we hear, ladies and gentlemen. Flee to a safe place. Gas is too high. Complainers and murmurers. This nation is filled with confusion. Now, what about statues? Well, the statues tell us how to keep the commandments. That's simple deduction. Love Yahweh, the whole duty of a nation, and man in particular within the nation, and men make up the nation that are held accountable for the actions of the nation. You think that Sodom and Gomorrah escaped? Do you think that all of the false worship centers in Sodom and Gomorrah, or in the days of Noah, do you think that all of the false worship centers that had taken us away from Yahweh's commandments, do you think that they escaped? And the answer is a resounding no. Do you think this nation will escape? No. And Yahweh will plague this nation continuously until we come to our knees, until we come to our senses, or until we return to keeping His commandments. Now, is His commandments grievous? The Bible says no. But ladies and gentlemen, Satan, the New World Order, and the false church and the corrupt system that was prevailing in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah and the days of Noah, the same situation prevails today in our nation. We have let the altars of Baal, the smooth speakers and the easy way. Oh, it don't matter now, Pastor Buddy, what day you keep the Sabbath. Don't matter. Why did Yahweh kill these people? Listen to me here. Ezekiel chapter 20 and verse 8. I lifted up my hands unto them to bring them forth out of the land of Egypt unto a land that I showed them, flowing with milk and honey, which is the glory of all the lands. Verse 6. Chapter 20, Ezekiel, verse 7. Then said I unto them, cast you away every man the abomination of his eyes. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we have to watch on television. People are glued to the TVs tonight watching the people flee out of these coastal areas. Well, that's because that the last hurricane that blowed through there made believers out of them. Well, boy, we've got a government this time that's well prepared. They wasn't prepared for what came upon the people in the first round, and they won't be prepared for this one, because Yahweh is not feared, and Yahweh is certainly not respected. There's more respect for the Federal Reserve or Homeland Security, or the politicians, or the Democrats, or the Republicans, to deliver us out of this mess. And we keep on believing the political bullcrap that's coming out of the television. This is the abomination of your eyes as you sit and watch your TV to be entertained. Well, we love to see our jets fly over and bomb the hell out of some foreign country. We love to see the body parts of people in foreign countries being blown out into the streets. We love to see that and be armchair quarterbacks as we direct the bombs right down the smokestacks of little innocent children and women on an enemy that they have thought up simply because they want the riches of that country. Ladies and gentlemen, we've had enough of this. Your eyes have seen the abomination, and you defile yourselves with the idols of the land. We got more respect for race car drivers and football players and basketball players and swimmers than we have for the true prophets of Yahweh. You know what the Bible said they would do, as I said in our last message as we continue. I just can't get off the Sabbath here. Ladies and gentlemen, this nation will be brought down to a beggar nation. The Bible said, if you'll love me, I will bless you and your breadbasket, and your fields shall give forth, and the harvest will be bountiful. But if you break my laws, if you break my statutes, which tell us how to keep the commandments, why did he promise them the death penalty if they broke his laws? You say, well, I didn't know he was serious, Pastor Buddy. Well, everything today is a joke. Everything that the devil has invented is a substitute to take the fear of Yahweh and keeping his commandments. Does he tell us to do something and then tell us he was just kidding, that he wasn't really serious? What about all these people that died? You're going to find out, ladies and gentlemen, what this nation is in for, because the preachers and the prophets of Yahweh. And when I call upon the Father, I say Yah. When I say Hallelujah, I say Yah. When all the church bell boxes, they'll give another God praise, but when they come to exclamation, they'll say Hallelujah. Something wrong with this wicked, adulterous, fornicating, backsliding, cold and corrupt, indifferent and separated from Yahweh. You shall return, but you shall beg for mercy. You think it's bad now. You wait until this nation suffers the wrath of the Almighty Yahweh. The Bible says all nations, that's including Rome. As I gave you an illustration of the things that she had done and corrupted, and the calendar of 36 A.D. adopted to change Yahweh's times and laws. Did you know that it's recorded in the Hebrew encyclopedias, by the way, that Yahweh's times was acknowledged to be lunar? And that man came in and changed Yahweh's ways and cast the truth to the ground, but they rebel. Verse 8, 20th chapter of Isaiah, I feel the Holy Spirit. But they rebelled against me and would not hearken unto me. They did not, every man, cast away the abominations that they had set before their eyes. neither did they forsake the idols that they had conjured up from Egypt. And then I said, I will pour out my fury. What do you think all of these storms? Oh, that's the New World Order, Pastor Buddy. That's because people won't buy gold. That's because they won't denounce the IRS. That's because they won't do away with the New World Order. That's because they won't come over to my place because my place is safe. That's because they won't drill for more oil and get our gas prices in line. My God! These excuses, anything but keeping Yahweh's commandments and loving Him. You never hear them say that. Because they themselves are guilty of breaking Yahweh's laws. How many do you know that keeps the true Sabbath day? Oh, you say, well, I know a lot of Sabbath day Adventists. They keep it on Saturday. And they go over to church and they just prosper and they eat and they drink. Ladies and gentlemen, prosperity is not measured in what you eat and drink. Prosperity is measured in the amount of obedience to the command. And the command is to remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. Let me go back to the Feast of Unleavened Bread that I covered with you in the first feast and the festivals. Nobody wants to keep the festivals. Or they'll keep the Indianapolis 500. There'll be hundreds of thousands tune into that. When the Olympics comes online, billions of people, not millions, ladies and gentlemen, will be glued to the idol that they've set before their eyes. And they'll worship the strength of the athletes. Rome did it. Matter of fact, they fed people like me, and perhaps you, if you love Yahweh, and you're keeping His command, they fed us to the lions just for sport, to see the blood flow from our bodies, which they despised. What's any different? No difference today. We have a commandment to keep the Feast of Unleavened Bread on the 15th of the first month, or to be cut off. Now, ladies and gentlemen, judgment says that we will be cut off if we rebel. But they rebelled against me, saith Yahweh, and did not hearken unto me. Do you see any difference today than it was back in the 20th chapter of Ezekiel when they broke his Sabbaths? Then my fury, when the strong winds blow, when the ocean begins to reel and rock, when the earth begins to reel and rock like a drunken man, when nations rise against nation and kingdoms against kingdoms, then you'll see the wrath and the fury of the Almighty Yahweh for the rebels who are breaking His laws and statutes and commandments. They were commanded to keep it on the 15th of the first month. The 15th day is a weekly Sabbath. It begins the high day, a precious day, a holy day, and He said, remember my commandments and keep them holy. But they rebelled against me. And I pleaded with them for my name's sake, that it should not be polluted before the heathen. Watch the heathen today, ladies and gentlemen. They'll cast Yah over into the corner, and every once in a while they'll say hallelujah. Then they'll pray some strange Greek, Aryan, Greek god, the sky god, if you will, and call upon a false name. Jehovah is not His name. That is a false name. Lord is not His name. That's a false name. That's a heathen name. Jesus is not His name. That's a heathen god of Greek mythology, of Jesus. And you say, oh, Pastor Buddy, you would get my attention if you wasn't so hard down on my religion. Your religion and you both can go to hell. With all nations that forget Yahweh, because you shall be turned into them. If you don't love Yahweh with the commandments and the statutes, there's a death penalty prescribed for you. Just like it was in Sodom and Gomorrah. When the fire fell, there was no more 501(c) appointments. The ear-tickling priest of Sodom and Gomorrah ceased to speak. And as it was in the days of Noah, the race-mixing, illegal activities of man, the heathen, who are polluting this great name of Yahweh and casting it to the ground, you better repent while you can, because death and destruction and the wrath of Almighty Yahweh is bearing down upon this nation. Yeah, you can mourn about the way it used to be. Well, the way it used to be, ladies and gentlemen, is not how it is now. You can't live in the used-to-be days. Because what are you doing to keep the commandments? You can't point your finger at your neighbor if you don't have no gall, if you don't denounce the IRS. Every time I turn on the shortwave, these idiotic preachers or these hawkers of fear are telling you to drill for more oil, that the gas price will come down. If we'll just only drill for more. Ladies and gentlemen, there is a glut of oil on the market right now with nothing to refine it, you idiot. Check on the availability of crude oil. It's everywhere. It's running out the nose of this nation. And yet, they have purposely reduced the refining capacities to drive up the price to get rich. Get real! What's that got to do with Yahweh's laws and commandments? Boy, it sure takes my mind off of Pastor Buddy, because that gives me a right to beef and gripe. Well, that's what the children of Israel were doing back there when they were breaking Yahweh's laws and statutes and commandments and wanted to be like the heathen, polluting his name and breaking his Sabbaths, as he said, they rebelled against me. This nation is in full rebellion. Oh my, how they run and flee from the coastal areas. The nation's highways were choked. That's nothing but Sodom. I've been to New Orleans. I've been to Biloxi. Nothing but riverboats, gambling, prostitution, and every evil work down there. Nobody will preach the commandments and the penalty for breaking it. You need to know that they that broke his law died without mercy. And do you think that this nation or the people in this nation is so special?
Well, I'm from the USA. I'm from the red, white, and blue.
You're going to be beaten blue through your disobedience. You're going to turn red, for the blood will flow into the streets to the bridles of the horses before this carnage and mess comes to an end. And then, maybe, just maybe, people will begin to hear the prophets preach the gospel of Yahweh. Ladies and gentlemen, verse 10. Wherefore I caused them to go forth and come out of the land of Egypt, and brought them into the wilderness. Verse 11. And I gave them my statutes and showed them my judgments, which if a man do, he shall live in them. Now, if you don't keep his laws and statutes, you're going to die outside. Like the worms that this nation has become, a nation of complainers, of fear. The Bible said they will run to and fro in the last days, and the earth will reel to and fro like a drunken man. And the nations and the people will be angry for the plagues that were sent down upon them. Blaming on who you may, ladies and gentlemen. But the mighty hand, the wrath of Almighty Yahweh, has been executed in America for this reason right here. Verse 12 of Ezekiel chapter 20. This is the eye-opener. This is what turned my life to the true Sabbath. This is what caused me to fall upon my knees and pray and fast and repent. This is what caused me to obey Yahweh and to want to love Him and to keep His commandments. Moreover, I gave them my Sabbaths to be a sign between me and them. If you want to see a sign, ladies and gentlemen, a sign is a mark. Mark them that love Yahweh and keep His commandments, and I'll show you people that will inherit the land. Mark them that don't love Yahweh and keep His Sabbath, and I'll show you a people that will be turned into ashes under the feet of the righteous, as it's recorded in the book of Isaiah chapter 66, verse 24. Then shall you go forth and look upon the carcasses of those who would not obey me, those who would not keep my judgments and my Sabbaths, those that love pleasure, those that brought excuses. Lord, if I get everything just right, if I get my living made, if you'll give me a 401k, my God, you filthy, lucre-loving sinners, expect mercy? You are breaking Yahweh's laws. You don't even know how to keep the Sabbath. You don't know even know when it comes. You don't have a Bible way. You just follow tradition blindly and what man has set up in the past for you, and it seems right. Julius Caesar broke the true cycle in 46 B.C. when he had a calendar made and disregarded the moon cycles in the calculations. He used a 30 or 31 day count for the months, and no matter what the moon cycle did, thus he changed the times and laws as prophesied by Daniel the prophet in 725. There is nowhere in Scripture. Listen to me well, ladies and gentlemen, you rebels, you Sabbath breakers, and then you flee when no one pursues you. You run here and hide. You run there and hide. You gather gold and hide. You denounce the IRS and hide. You store food and hide. You flee to a safe place and hide. But you won't keep Yahweh's laws and statutes of His Sabbath. There's nowhere in Scripture that He teaches that the Sabbath is a continuous 1-7 count with no interruptions. Nowhere! But these idiotic calendar people that have bought into the corrupt Gregorian calendar, oh, what a gory mess. What a filthy piece of literature that is produced every year to take you out of Yahweh's times. Ladies and gentlemen, Nowhere in Scripture that he teaches that the Sabbath is a continuous 1-7 count with no interruption. Nowhere. And I challenge anybody under the sound of my voice. It isn't a automated cycle. But it's a new moon that determines the count of the Sabbath and the day to rest. And we have a booklet here that we have offered you that will tell you over 80 examples written by my good friend, Brother Arnold. And a lot of the materials provided by men of the faith that had fasted and prayed and got the scriptures. And Brother Arnold had this published, and it's for you, free of charge, so that you will have no excuse. You say, well, I know, but Pastor, but I sent for that little booklet, and it was so complicated, I couldn't tell one day from another. You won't fast, you won't pray, you won't clean up, you won't repent. What do you expect but confusion? You wouldn't help a true prophet. You wouldn't send him 15 cents, but you'll order something free of charge. Then when you get it, you don't understand it because you're too embarrassed to call him up and have him to call you back on his nickel, which I've offered to do. You're without excuse, ladies and gentlemen. Another proof that the modern Roman calendar can't be right is that all the timekeeping instruments that they have to develop a starting point is made by man. You can look up into the heaven and see it quarter exactly the moon phase, the only true identity of the signs in the heaven. You want to look for signs? Yahweh gave you one in the heavens. And you'd love to cast that to the ground. It's a good thing you can't, because you would certainly do away with it. You bumbling idiots. You doctors of philosophy and vain deceit that have hindered them that would go in. You won't go in yourself because you love your ways and you love the filthy lucre and you love the smooth speech and enticing word. You love the tradition. You wouldn't have the truth if the truth was melted and poured over you. You'd shake it off like water on a duck's back and refuse it and refuse to walk in. Wherefore, I caused them to come into the land, and I gave them my statutes and showed them. And moreover, I gave them my Sabbaths to be a sign between me and them, that they might know that I am Yahweh that sanctifies them. You want to know who Yahweh is? Keep his Sabbaths. He'll show you. He's bumbling idiots that got out here and got out of the faith. Some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirit. That's because they won't keep his Sabbath. They'll come up with some other way, and Yahweh will turn them over to a reprobated mind, and you'll see them wandering stars out here preaching anything they can grasp to have a semblance of reality. But the house of Israel rebelled. Verse 13, the number of rebellion. But the house of Israel, 13 tribes, in the 13th verse of the 20th chapter of the book of Ezekiel, but the house of Israel rebelled against me in the wilderness. They walked not in my statutes, and they despised my judgments. Which if a man do, he shall even live in them. And my Sabbaths, listen here, ladies and gentlemen, here it is. It's been done before, and it was disastrous. It's being done now, and the results will be disastrous. As I said, they are sown to the flesh, and they shall reap a whirlwind. My Sabbaths they greatly polluted. And I said, I will pour out my fury upon them. What do you think's going on here, ladies and gentlemen? Well, it's very simple. Ladies and gentlemen, it's very simple. I'm going to tell you one thing, ladies and gentlemen. You better remember the Sabbath day, and you better keep it holy. Because the devil is a liar, and he's got a lot of people on this train. I'll pause. I'll be back with part two. This is Pastor Buddy and the Shepherd's Call. Better watch out, ladies and gentlemen, because Satan has got a train that seems right. That's a long black train. He's taking you down to destruction. Did you know that Satan is the author of confusion? Do you know, ladies and gentlemen, that the calendar that they come up with to set an international dateline to establish a time. This is the false times. It went over very good. If you examine the accepted seventh-day cycle, people assume that the weeks are solar, when in fact they're lunar. The scriptures never mention a seven-day cycle. It is more of a pattern of rest after six work days. And the new moon is not one of the six work days, ladies and gentlemen. How much plainer in my message of the Sabbath to prove that the cycle that they have developed is wrong, all one has to do is to think. The earth is said to spin around once every 24 hours, causing a cycle. if someone was to walk east toward the sun while someone else stood still, then the one walking would meet the sun earlier and earlier each day than the one standing still. The one walking east would gradually gain time until they would get 10 hours or 15 hours or 24 hours ahead of the one standing still for the full cycle. Now, if the one walking travels around the earth back to where the one standing still is, he would have gained one whole day. You see the idiocy of these that promote the solar? These bumbling idiots, no wonder Yahweh's turned them over to reprobated mind. They can't remember where they are, let alone what time it is. Most of them can't remember to quote three scriptures in a row without forgetting where they were at. Ladies and gentlemen, there's something in the land. It's a famine. It's because the truth has been cast down to the ground. Can't you see this? He'd have gained a whole day because he made an extra cycle around earth while the other stood still and waited for the day and the sunrise to rise. The traveler actually gained a sunrise at the end of the journey around the earth, even if it took 20 years to complete it. You see that? Time don't wait on no one. So if you use this solar, you are going to have major problems. It's a fact that can't be denied. And given this fact, people keeping the earth cycle by an earthly calendar that was introduced by Julius Caesar, it's got serious problems. If half the group decides to go into the world to evangelize and they migrate around the world keeping the seven-day cycle when they meet up with the other half of the tribe 20 years later or their descendants 2,000 years later, they would have been one day apart in their Sabbath keeping, even though they had the same calendar and never missed a beat in the cycle that they have promoted. You see the confusion of Babylon. Ladies and gentlemen, how are we going to turn back unless we turn back? Listen to what Yahweh said. Verse 14. And I wrought for my namesake that it should not be polluted before the heathen in whose sight I've been brought forth. Yet also I lifted up my hand unto them in the wilderness, that I would not bring them into the land which I had given them, flowing with milk and honey, which is the glory of all lands, because they despised my judgments, and walked not in my statutes, and polluted my Sabbaths. You see, the illustration that I just gave you is a confirmation of the gospel right here in verse 16. Nevertheless, my eye spared him. Yahweh is long-suffering and merciful. No wonder if Yahweh give us justice here in this nation as long as we've been breaking his Sabbaths. Every one of us would be a pile of dust. But Yahweh's calling on every man to repent. His prophets are still crying from the streets and over the radio hour. They're not talking about down in the IRS or storing food. They're talking about you storing your heart in the presence of Yahweh and getting right, and then you can do something about it. And he'll bless you and lead you into safety. He said, neither did I make an end of them in the wilderness. Gave them a space to repent. But I said to the children of the wilderness, walk you not in the statutes of your fathers, neither did you observe their judgments, nor defile yourselves with their idols. I am Yahweh, walk in my statutes and keep my judgments and do them. Ladies and gentlemen, we offer you a booklet on the Sabbath with over 80 illustrated examples of the Sabbath and prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that it's on 1, 8, 15, 22, and 29, no exceptions. And we offer money to prove anybody that ever kept a Sabbath anywhere other than that. And they won't take our money. Oh, the soda people run and hide from the debate. You know why? They know they've got problems. The Saturday keepers run for the hills when the priest of Yahweh are commanding. Hallow my Sabbath, verse 20. Hallow my Sabbath, and they shall be a sign between me and you, that you may know that I am Yahweh, your mighty one. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the story of my life. Between 12 and 20 there in the 20th chapter of the book of Ezekiel, it turned my life around. It gave me a understanding of Ezekiel chapter 46, verses 1 and 2. Me and Brother Arnold, we studied, we prayed, we fasted. We reread, we rechecked. The Bible said, make your election and calling sure. Don't follow some pimpy, weak-wristed, 501(c) bell worshiper that'll tickle your ear and have you shouting in the halls of Baal. Ladies and gentlemen, this is not a shouting message. It's a return to Yahweh with your whole heart. And the Bible says, if you will return unto me, I will return unto you, saith Yahweh, I shall heal your land. Yeah, we got a bleeding heart in this land. The heart of America is bleeding. Men are fainting. Women are scurrying, trying to hold on to a man that knows the truth and will stand up for it. The day will come, there will be six women to grab your coattail and say, we'll follow you because you're a man. We got so many of these little wimpy preachers. It is so sad and repulsive. Oh, they act so holy. Ladies and gentlemen, the modern Roman man made the cycles of the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 and had you to bite into it, and if you believe the lie and be damned, it's time for you to come out of it. People's minds are so conditioned to a 7-day weekly Sabbath instead of a yearly cycle of 365 and a quarter days broken up by intermissions called Sabbaths and proven by the moon. It's the only proof. Yahweh left his proof. The new moon is a worship day of no buying and selling, but is not a complete intermission Sabbath. We have scripture where they traveled on that day. Moses was commanded to set up the tabernacle on that day. It is the dark beginning of the month when Yahweh wants the cycle to wait for him. And yet man, in his impatience and his stupidity, listen to me as I close it out, in the Bible, as we gave you these of the scriptures where we told you that they complained and murmured and asked when the Sabbath was going to be gone. Amos 8 and 5, it says, and then they begin to murmur and complain and say, when will the new moons be gone? When will the new moons be gone, ladies and gentlemen? When will they be gone that we can keep a Sabbath. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'll assure you that the new moon won't be gone, for as long as there's a sun and a moon, Yahweh's ways will be there, and his days will be there, and you'll have to meet him there when you go, according to Isaiah 66. And I gotta close, my time is coming down. Isaiah 66, as I close it out, here in the book of Isaiah, chapter 66, beginning at verse 23. Ladies and gentlemen, you need to read the Bible. You need to pray. You know what kind of a Sabbath you say you want to go to heaven? You say you want to love Yahweh. You say you want to keep His commandments. Well, then go over to Isaiah chapter 66. Turn with me there right now as you study with Pastor Buddy. And read, let's start here in verse 22. For as the new heavens and the new earth, now that's what you're gaining, that's what you're struggling for, and you can't go, ladies and gentlemen, unless you love Him and keep His commandments and His judgment and His statutes, and I've done explained them how they work. For as the new heavens and the new earth, which I shall make, shall remain before me, saith Yahweh, so shall your seed and your name remain. Now, your name's going to be Yahweh, because you'll have His name upon you, according to Revelation 22, verse 4. The whole family in heaven and earth will be in His name. And verse 23, and it shall come to pass that from one new moon to the other. See, that's when Yahweh will put the true calendar back in force. It's already in force. But man has cast it to the ground, and he's prospered and practiced, and all this confusion and Babylon, all this fear, all this agony, and America's going to weep on its knees before it's over with. Because she will not return to Yahweh and keep His commandments. From one new moon to the other. Not from one Saturday to the other. You lying, hypocritical, idiotic, deceiving people that would believe in a calendar that is devised by man. And criticize the people that worship on Sunday. I got more respect for Sunday people because they actually believe the lie. You people that are criticizing the one that changed, you say, the Sabbath to Sunday is where they have deceived you. And you hate the whore. Yeah, you get all kinds of literature. But it says, from one new moon. Well, I know you hate that one. I know you don't want to go by the new moon because that would change Babylon. That would tear down Babylon. And Babylon must fall before you can enter into the kingdom. From one new moon to the other, and from one Sabbath. So you judge, you count a new moon, and then you work 6 days, and you keep a Sabbath. That'll be on the first quarter, ladies and gentlemen, with the sign system that Yahweh designed in the heavens, where you could look up and remember the Sabbath day. Oh my. Ladies and gentlemen, Yahweh is so good and so kind. You're listening to the Shepherd's Calling, Pastor Buddy. Part 4 of the Sabbath. This is 4 parts that we have done. If you'd like to have the series on the 4-part, 4 hours on CD, just write Pastor Buddy. The Post Office Box, 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. Now, that's Post Office Box, 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip, 37824. Now, let me give it to you one more time, slowly. That's Pastor Buddy. Post Office Box, 2284. 84. That's 2284. New Tazewell, NEWTAZEWELL, two words, New Tazewell, Tennessee, 37824. I'm live tonight. You can call me after the broadcast at area code 423-626-2172. Now that's area code 423-626-2172. Now if you'd like to call my sponsor, Dr. Gary, 1-877-289-7439, tell him you're Pastor Buddy and the message tonight on the Sabbath, and you would like to have it. Dr. Gary will get in touch with me, and I will forward it to you. If you'd like to have the Sabbath booklet, free and postpaid, if you can, help us out with a love offering. But if you want to check it out, you just write Pastor Buddy or Dr. Gary at 1-877-289-7439. Or if you'd like to contact my good friend Brother Paul, that's 1-800-253-2748. We'll get the information to you about this incredible necessity to keep Yahweh's laws and commandments. And the fourth day, remember the Sabbath day. Remember, it is the day that Yahweh hath made. It's the day in the new kingdom, in the new earth, that we will be watching the moon for the new moon. And when it happens, we will wait to go to work. We'll keep that holy. And then we'll work 6 days. And then we'll keep a Sabbath right with Him when He meets with us. It'll be a glorious time when we all come in, bringing in the sheaves, rejoicing and eating the good of the land. You won't have to till it. You won't have to earn it through the sweat. Ladies and gentlemen, it's going to be a remarkable place to live when it's cleansed of all the evil Sabbath breakers and the heathen and them that do not love Yahweh and will not keep His commandments. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I've got to get out of here. The old clock on the wall is caught up with me. But I love you, and I appreciate you tonight. And I know my message has been hard. If you want the truth, write for it, and I'll teach you the way to keep the true Sabbath. That's the best I can do for you. And if I've done so, and you hear me, and you obey, I have saved your soul, and I'm free from your blood. If I've told you, and you don't obey it, I'm free from your blood. Your blood will be right upon you. So, Yahweh bless you. I'll see you next Sunday live with the Shepherd's Call and Pastor Buddy right here on WWCR 5070 around the world on the transmitting Jewel of the South. Keep the faith, ladies and gentlemen. Keep the Sabbath.
Hallelujah.